Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp is here and reporting on federalnewsradio.com that the House Energy and Commerce Committee believes that lawyers are better qualified to secure agency IT networks than the IT personnel at those agencies. Emily, why are you reporting that that's the case? What's the justification that the Commerce Committee Republicans are offering here?
Basically, what they're saying is that agency lawyers, the general counsel's office or chief counsel's office, is focused on minimizing risk, right? They're trying to figure out how their agency can operate without getting sued or getting into trouble otherwise. The CISO, the chief information security officer, has a similar role to play when it comes to cybersecurity. But by law, CISOs now are part of the chief information officers group, which makes sense because they both handle technology. What the House Energy and Commerce Committee, though, says in its report is that that is a conflict of interest, which is a really provoking idea because they're saying that CIOs have to make sure that basically the trains are operating on time, that everything in technology is running smoothly, it's on budget, and that sometimes they are sacrificing security, which can be bothersome and, you know, run hiccups and cause hiccups in the schedule. And so anyways, they're saying that the lawyers have another priority and they wouldn't necessarily do that.
This report is focused primarily on the Department of Health and Human Services based on an investigation that started in 2013 after a breach at the FDA. What was the sequence of events that led to a broader investigation about IT security at HHS?
First of all, HHS is something that the committee has jurisdiction over. They have a window into this, but they emphasize in the report that this isn't about HHS. It's about structure of CIO shops throughout the government. But what happened was that in October of 2013, there was a low-level hack into the FDA's, one of the FDA's networks with about 14,000 user accounts, the vast majority of them inactive. So it was really something that was bothersome, but not a major attack like we saw at the Office of Personnel Management. But as the FDA did all the proper things, they started the investigation right away, they deactivated the accounts, gave people new passwords, things like that. But as the committee started to look into this and learn more and more, they found that the structural organization there of the CIO shop was the real problem. Now, the FDA had lots of turnover within that division. At the time, they had an acting CIO. They've also had turnover with regards to the CISO, and the committee concluded that basically it just wasn't paying attention to security over operations. It was more intent, again, on keeping those trains running on time when it came to the technology, having everything in place, than in those relatively minor vulnerabilities that let this low-level hacker in.
Right in this report, the committee recommended the HHS strip its CIOs of all security-related responsibilities. So Frank Bateman wouldn't have responsibility over that anymore. The responsibilities of the chief information security officer would move to the Office of General Counsel. It doesn't seem that there's a concern that there's not really a body of technology-based knowledge in the Office of General Counsel.
Actually, they say that this would be good for the organization overall, kind of spread that technical knowledge, because nowadays we all have to be cybersecurity professionals, basically. We all have to have that awareness of how we need to protect our infrastructure. And I think that, again, the OPM data breaches really hits that home. So, no, the committee says that's not necessarily a bad thing. The CISO is the technology expert. It's just that they are constrained right now by being part of a shop that considers security along with many other things technology related, such again as operations and budgeting and management. And so if they were to go to the general counsel's office, they could focus on minimizing and managing risks just like the lawyers do.
There's one, I guess, silver lining in this cloud as I look at your report on this. And you write, it doesn't look like they want to finger any particular person or organization within HHS. This is from the report. The diversity of the agency's officials, network, technologies, and exploits involved in these incidents suggests that no individual office or technology is to blame. It sounds like it's kind of a confluence of events, and I can understand, I suppose, if agencies are a little apprehensive about a big policy change like this and a big structural change like this that's based on a simple, unfortunate series of events happening that all came together at the same time.
Yeah. So the committee, and I think that's really important to know, the committee looked at the FDA, but they also looked at, again, sort of low level breaches at several other HHS agencies that they learned of in the process of investigating this, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, NIH, and the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, among them. And again, this is, first of all, this is coming from Republicans on the committee, but you can't dismiss this as sort of a partisan attack on the Obama administration, because what they're saying, again, is that this isn't HHS, this isn't NIH, or even the FDA, but there is an inherent conflict of interest in the law, in FISMA, the Federal Information Security Management Act, that says that CISOs must report to CIOs.
Yeah, I don't see any indication in your report or in the committee's report itself that has anything to do with anything ideological. What I do see is maybe a potential training issue at HHS. The report, this is your words, the report found that ill-prepared IT staff, coupled with firewalls between HHS and some of its contractors, created an environment that hackers could penetrate. Staff errors enabled three of the breaches. Two cases were attributed to misconfigurations. In a third, the IT staff failed to install a software patch. Separately, IT security workers at one agency mistook a list of hacker aliases for security vulnerabilities. So again, it sounds like, interpretation-wise, this is really an unfortunate series of events that all happened to happen in the same period of time, that period of time under which this, during which this investigation took place, and all obviously happened within bureaus and departments at the same agency.
Yes, absolutely. And all the things that you just listed, I don't think you can say, well, that's because the CIO was over the CISO. This
right.
is separate. I mean, people should know better. And you have to wonder, okay, they took a deep dive into HHS. Could you find those sorts of oversights or mistakes at any other agency? For example, missing a critical software patch that came out. If you're too late on that, you could be giving hackers, or you could be providing a window to people who would do harm to your network. How likely is it that others at other agencies are doing the same thing? So, and with regards to the contractors, what they found was that sometimes the staff of the HHS component, they just don't have that visibility into a portion of their network that is owned and operated by an outside company.
You mentioned that this report comes from the House Energy and Commerce Committee because they have jurisdiction over HHS. So would it be reasonable for me to assume that if another committee wanted to undertake the same kind of work, I mean, it would be some other committee that would have to do it. The Homeland Security Committee would have to do one on DHS if they suspected similar, all of that. Is that a fair assumption on my part?
Yes. And that was the initial concept that I spoke with a staffer on the committee after following the report and asked them a little bit more about that. They said, you know, this is the one that we could gain visibility into. And we're not sure. Again, Congress, if they decide to change the CIO-CISO reporting relationship, it's going to be Congress who has mm-hmm. to do that, right? Because it's by law.
Yeah.
And so they said, you know, we're not at that stage where we're going to introduce legislation. We're not sure of our next move, but we just wanted to get this out there, see how HHS reacts. I think they also want to see how other lawmakers react if this is something that they still are going to care about come September when everybody comes back to Washington.